If you want jazz music, go to New Orleans. Bagels, New York. And for psychics, think California Psychics. You want the best, you go to the best. At California Psychics, home of free spirits and open minds, we know better than anyone what makes a good psychic. That's why we guarantee, if your reading isn't life-changing, it's free. Visit CaliforniaPsychics.com and experience the joy of certainty. California Psychics.
I'm so sorry I'm late. I was just talking to my sister about protecting abortion rights.
Wait, didn't we already do that in Ohio? We passed issue 1 last year.
I know, by a wide margin too. But now it's up to our state Supreme Court to decide whether they enforce it or ignore it.
Ignore it? Will they really do that?
They will if we don't keep extremists out of the court. But we can protect our rights by electing Justices Donnelly, Stewart, and Forbes.
I don't know if I can remember that. Listen, I can barely remember what I had for breakfast this morning.
Here's a trick. All you have to do is remember, don't stop fighting.
Don't stop fighting. Oh, I get it. DSF. Donnelly, Stewart, Forbes. I love that.
Tell everyone you know, if you supported issue 1 last year, don't stop fighting. Vote for Donnelly, Stewart, and Forbes.
This message was paid for by Red, Wine, and Blue, a community of women who care about reproductive rights as much as you do.
All right, hey, this is Act 2 of the podcast. We're getting right back into it. If you missed Act 1, go back and listen to that thing. Otherwise, this isn't going to make any sense. Okay, see ya. So then they're peeling apples and then cutting them and cutting out the core and slicing them appropriately for another outstanding recipe that I was making. Award-winning, of course. And I needed to get from point A to point B in the kitchen. And she's standing right in front of me. Now, had I just went the long way around or just wiggled on by her and not said anything, I would have been fine. But I did not. I said, excuse me. I said that. And I said it like that. Now, if I said, excuse me, honey, or just, oops, let me just pop on by you like that with that type of light, airy tone, that's one thing. But I said, excuse me, like that. Okay. So red flag, warnings going off. She's like, all right. And there's no words exchanged. She just kind of looks at me. She takes about 3 steps back. I take 3 steps forward. I've already been grumpy at this point. Something happened that was grumpy. I don't remember what. Doesn't matter. She's still in my way. So I take and I start to like move my arms like this is me gesturing, get the fuck out of the way. And now that's even worse than when I said, excuse me. And she goes, oh, okay. So we're going to be a cock the whole day, huh? And my daughters are there. And they go, yeah, dad. Yeah, dad. Lose the tune, dude. Now, at this point, I mean, even if they weren't there and it was just Pooh Bear, I'm dead. What did I say? Nothing. You de-escalate. You just take the L. I shouldn't have done that. My fault. She's right. Nick says you should have given her the ludicrous. That's the boom, bitch, get out the way, bitch. I don't think that would have worked. But I didn't say shit. So she beat me up for about 15, 20 seconds of yelling at me about that whole moment. Been a cock all day. That was on Sunday. I kept my mouth shut. I didn't say another fucking word. I got the work done. She comes back in there about an hour later and she looks at me like this. Now this look translates to, you're lucky. I'm going to let this go, but you're warned. You're warned. and I didn't say shit. Fast forward last night before bedtime. This is Monday. This all happened on Sunday. And we started talking about it again. She goes, yeah, you still have zero Pooh Bear points from that. As usual, the smallest thing and all the points are gone. It takes forever to build them back up. But one moment and they just vanish. I've made this comparison anecdotally before. It's like gas prices. Takes forever for the gas prices to go down. But if a leaf falls or a tree falls in Texas, all the refineries shut down and the gas price skyrockets in the blink of an eye. That is how Pooh Bear points work in this household. Very, very true. More family news. In Mount Olivet, Kentucky. I thought for a second I had talked about this, but I guess not. Daughter killed mom, cut her up, and was boiling her in a pot, making some type of stew, as I understand this. Holy shit.
A rural home in Robertson County turned into a house of horrors.
Might be low.
Afternoon.
It was somebody that went to the property and noticed the body and called.
State police tell me they were called to a home on Briarly Ridge Road after someone who was there to work on Trudy Field.
Well, you can always tell B-team news, small town news. Everybody's voice is so thin.
And called.
State police tell me they were called to a home on Briarly Ridge Road after someone who was there to work on Trudy Fields' property told them she didn't answer the door. He then saw what he thought was her dismembered body lying in the grass near a blood-stained mattress.
Units responded, found a dead.
Kind of like the murder mattress up at Fear Bunker North.
Female in the backyard. Tried to make contact with somebody at the house. The house was locked up. They backed up, set up a perimeter. We had other units respond. End up getting a search warrant for the residence.
According to a citation, the worker told police he saw Trudy Fields alive.
Okay, this is an unbelievable story, but these two assholes are making it seem like it's taking forever to get to the point.
The day before, with her 32-year-old daughter, Toralina Fields. He said Toralina was, quote, casting spells on them and being confrontational, end quote. Due to the circumstances, investigators say they called in a special response team, and they entered the house Wednesday night.
Our special response team responded to serve a search warrant due to the circumstances surrounding the body and unknown what's in the property.
This guy's got hot wings disease.
In the house. They executed the search warrant.
According to the citation, The inside of the home was a scene of horror. A search of the home found, quote, multiple body parts cooked inside a stainless steel pot inside the oven, end quote. In addition, investigators say Toralina Fields appeared to have blood on her face, hands, and clothes and wouldn't leave the home until they had used tear gas on her.
She is currently being cleared at the hospital. And will be transported to the Bourbon County Detention Center upon release from the hospital.
Toralina Fields faces multiple charges, including obstructing governmental operations, tampering with physical evidence, and abuse of a corpse, but could face more charges as the case develops.
How'd you like to be the guy whose job it was to lift the pot of boiling water out of the oven with human body part stew inside of it? You know, Jeremy writes, Sheriff Hot Wings. Was it Sheriff Hot Wings himself who had to? Because how does that, how do you bottle that up and go home for the day? My God. Tyler says the sheriff sounds like Eric's impression of Justin, LOL. Corey says they've somehow managed to make dismemberment and witchcraft boring. Monotone Matt just lighting up this story with the excitement in his voice. Ugh. Megan writes, what kind of seasoning? You know what? I'm not going to make that comment of yours because I'm afraid that I think this is kind of like Megan Loose Cannon Day. And if I make a comment that is a joke that I know is a joke, you might not get your own joke in 3 hours. And you might have some like moment where you're like, oh no, and I'm protecting you. I am keeping you safe. If you talk about like koala bears and puppies and sweet things, yes, that's all. Those are all green lights. But if you make great jokes that I know you're going to want to take back in 3 hours, I'm going to keep those off the charts. You know? Chris says, easy the protector. What a bizarre story, to be sure. That is so horrible. Wow. Well, anyway, while we're talking about dismemberment, it's a perfect opportunity to talk about more of my sponsors. A&E Heating and Cooling. 616-516-8579. Now, I'm not sure if Joe Martinez is even with us today. I know he had a little procedure at the hospital. I don't see him here in the chat. But I do want to say, Stevie writes, no Joe to take his punishment today, huh? Yeah, I think he's got to be safe because he's got a few days between the loss. Now everybody's talking about the Michigan State game. And who knows who's going to win that one. But I'm telling you, if Michigan State wins that game, I don't know how he makes it through a week with the amount of shit that will be piled onto him. This is the national championship game for Michigan State. You know, not so much for Michigan. They do have everything to lose, though. If Michigan falls, that's ugly. That's really ugly. It was bad enough losing against Illinois, but it was on the road, and Illinois is very good. But if you lose at home to Michigan State, oh, my God. Michigan fan is going to be so pissed off. They're going to be clamoring for Sherrone Moore's head. They already are. They're already spinning out. If Michigan wins, the audience is going to destroy Joe Martinez. I know I will be hearing it from you about how joyful all of you are. Linda says Joe will need other things removed from his ass behind besides his head if State wins. So are you suggesting there'll be things in his ass? I mean, I understand you can just say figuratively he's got his head in his ass. I mean, I wouldn't say that, but you can. But are you also suggesting that he would put stuff in his butt if Michigan State wins the game? Nick says, did he get a vasectomy to match Michigan's neutered offense? You guys are being very, very mean to a wonderful human being. Piano Finger Banger says, watching Michigan football is like watching the first 20 minutes of Saving Private Ryan on repeat. Well, anyway, you can reach out to Joe via phone or text 616-516-8579 to tell him how much you think Michigan State is going to win. Or to get your free furnace tune-up and furnace diagnostic test. It's valued at $145. You get it for free. That's awesome. All you have to do is reach out to Joe, 616-516-8579 for more information. He's teamed up with DTE Energy. They are amazing. And they have said, hey, go ahead and get these people signed up. So basically, you are getting a free furnace tune-up and diagnostic test valued at $145. All you got to do is call and schedule. This is a great deal. Joe is the only HVAC company in West Michigan to offer this. And it's for a limited time. You have till December. All right. Jeremy says, I don't want MSU to win. I just want Michigan to lose. Stevie feels the same way. People are just, they just want to beat Joe's ass. That's all there is to it. Now, I have no problem with him saying how much he loves Michigan. I think that's very noble of him. But everybody wants to kill him. My God. My latest sponsor on the show is Werner Roofing. Not to be confused with Warner. Werner. W-E-R-N-E-R. Werner Roofing. Online at WernerRoofing.com. Werner Roofing and Exteriors. They do gutters. They do siding. They do metal roofs. Roofs, if that's, I think it's the second time I've ruined that word. Metal roofs. Roofs? Metal roofs. Metal roofs? Metal roofs. God. 616-844-5382. 616-844-5382 to get your estimate for any one of these things. When you go to WernerRoofing.com, you fill out the form. There's a spot where it says, any additional comments. That's where you write, Eric Zane told me about you. And then someone's going to come to your house. They're going to give you an estimate. This was a fantastic process for Pooh Bear and I. I'm telling you, I thought this was going to be a lot more painful than what it was. But it wasn't, you know. And thank God for the folks over at Werner Roofing. Chris is the guy behind all of it. There's two Chris's. Chris, the guy who owns the place, Chris Werner. And then another guy named Chris who will come to your house, maybe. They have several crews. And basically go over your options. After they get the estimate done and you agree to sign on the dotted line, you're choosing what types of shingles, specific things about your job that you have done. And then you pick the day that you're going to have the crew show up there. And then the great Mexican wave shows up, and before long, you've got a brand new roof. It'll take about a day. And when they leave, there is nothing to indicate that they were even there other than a brand new roof. My God, are they awesome. I love Werner Roofing. Think about me. Think about them when you need a new roof. Werner, W-E-R-E. R-N-E-R, WernerRoofing.com. Call 616-844-5382. Don't go anywhere. I got to go tinkle. I will be back in just a minute. Thank you. Watch your ears. Okay, I'm back. I'm so glad you're here. I'm so glad I'm here. Nick sent me, Nick in Houston sent me this crazy fucking video. I actually did hear about this. And I'm glad you sent it because it reminded me that I actually wanted to talk about it. So what's going on in Houston? Multiple people are dead, including like a kid. Four dead, including a kid, after this horrible incident. Now, what you have here is this is why when you own a radio station, it's very important that those lights that are on it stay lit. And if they go out, you have to replace them. Because if they go out and you don't replace them, this could happen. Footnote, when I was at Q100 a week ago yesterday, and I was outside, it was dark because it was early, and I was, you know, it was time for the pre-show Newport. I take a peek, I go, what the fuck? I go, that motherfucker's tower lights are off. There wasn't one tower light lit. Now, I know how much of a fine this is. I think it's a $500,000 fine if the FCC finds out that your tower lights are not lit. So I texted JC and I go, hey, dumbass, what the fuck is wrong with you? Why are your tower lights not lit? It should also be noted that the largest National Guard training facility is a mile and a half from this tower. At any given point, there's like 30 birds in the air running maneuvers to train. And this idiot has this 3,000-foot tower that's not lit. I'm like, God damn. Sure enough, in Houston, this happened just the other night. Which I sent this clip to Ding Dong and I said, hey, dickhead, this is going to be you if you don't get your tower lights fixed. This is what happened in Houston. Okay, now you need some context here. You can see the helicopter moving across the sky. You can see this one light in the sky. So part of it, it looks, is lit. And for some reason, the helicopter can't see it. Now, maybe because of where they're seated or where their vantage is as they're flying, I don't know. But this should be lit all the way down it. You can't just have one light on top because of this reason. They can still miss it if, like, every 10 feet there isn't a light. It's supposed to be a bright red light, which you can see from miles away every 10 feet on those fucking things. Okay, there you go. That's what happens.
Get out the way. Let's go. Let's go. Please. Thank you.
Holy shit. Somebody's fucking fined. There's going to be the biggest lawsuit ever. I wonder if Nick knows what radio station that belonged to. Cole writes, if you don't get your tower lights fixed, this is going to be you, and this podcast talking about it will be used as evidence. Kenny writes, are they okay? No, they're not okay, you asshole. Jesus. That is ridiculous. I'm wondering if he, because he didn't respond to my text. JC's kind of fucking dumb like that sometimes. He needs to get that fixed. The problem is, if you want a tower guy to climb the tower and fix it, they charge you like $900 an hour because it's a risky job. And you got to have the, there's only a select group of people in the entire state who can do it. Piano Finger Banger says, get him on the podcast. I would accept that. If I get him on to talk about this, he is going to be so pissed off at me because he's a hothead. He's worse than Linda. No, I take it back. He's not worse than Linda. But he would be pissed off at me. I mean, he doesn't listen to my show. There's probably no chance he's going to find out that I'm talking about this now. But I don't give a shit. Fix your fucking lights. You know? He's already pissed off at me because this is what I did today on the show. At 7:30, the news broke that Detroit Lions star receiver Jameson Williams is suspended for 2 games for cheating. And you may not know that. That story broke late and was being talked about widely today. It's big news. Lions star receiver Jameson Williams suspended for 2 games for using performance-enhancing drugs. He broke the league's performance enhancement substance, whatever the fucking thing. God knows what he was using. Who knows? So I found out about that at 7:35. I talked about it then. I mentioned it at 8:50. And I mentioned it at 8:05. Okay. Different. I had different takes each time I talked about it. The first one was just informing. The second one was kind of like, oh my God, this is a big deal. Holy shit. News is just breaking. In case you missed it, Jameson Williams suspended 2 games. And then 15 minutes passes. And then I said, you know, this is crazy and it's inexcusable. It's either really dumb or he's actually, you know, maybe he put something in his system unknowingly, which is dumb somehow. Or he was intentionally cheating. Either way, it's stupid. And the team needs him. So, you know, you're letting everybody down. That was my take. So then I text Ding Dong. By the way, Jeremy says 2 games typically means stimulants and diuretics, not steroids. 4 games minimum for steroids. Yeah. Now, I don't know what benefit you would get by taking a diuretic. Nor do I know. I mean, it makes sense. A stimulant. And what would be a stimulant? Like prescription medication to get you all fucking keyed up? Or coke? Who knows? I guess coke would be like drug abuse. Probably more of a problem. Well, anyway. So I told you about how many times I mentioned it. And listen to what Ding Dong writes. Because I wrote to him, hey, wild story about Jameson Williams. And he wrote, yeah, even more wild is how many times you're talking about it. Give it a rest. God. My God. And I'm like, what? Are you serious? So then I told this story on the air. And I said, so JC's giving me a hard time because I'm talking about it. He says I'm talking about it too much. And then I said, well, good news. Now I'm going to talk about you, micromanager. And then I attacked him. And based on that, and I'm like, now I'm talking about you. Congratulations. You are becoming a program director. Thank you so much. And now I'm calling him Program Director JC. Just murdering him. That was great. I loved it. And I said to him, I go, and there's not a damn thing you can do about it, Program Director, because your boss loves me. That being his wife. She loves me. I do a great job. I work my ass off on Q100. And then this fucking giraffe is giving me shit. Fuck that. Chris says, does he know Doug? Biggie writes, poor guy poked the bear. Hey everybody, Joe Pellizzi, to talk about one of my amazing partners. Mint Mobile. Mint Mobile's done it right, you know. If you're like a sucker who's trapped paying tons of money to big wireless, it's time to end that cycle. You see, with big wireless, what you see is never what you get. Somewhere between the store and your first month's bill, the price you thought you were paying magically skyrockets. I've seen this happen so many times, especially with Pooh Bear, when she breaks her phone and gets a new one. Oh, yeah, it's only going to cost me this much. And get home, and it's a complete disaster. I need, a personal loan to pay the bill. With Mint Mobile, you'll never have to worry about the gotchas ever again. When Mint Mobile says $15 a month when you purchase a 3-month plan, they mean it. Okay. Mint Mobile is here to rescue you with premium wireless plans. I do this, and you should too. My bill went from astronomical to $15 a month for my phone. All plans come with high-speed data and unlimited talk and text delivered on the nation's largest 5G network. The game is up for Big Wireless. We are on to you. To get this new customer offer and your new three-month premium wireless plan for just $15 a month, go to mintmobile.com/Zane. That's mintmobile.com/Zane. Cut your wireless bill to $15 a month at mintmobile.com/Zane. $45 upfront payment required. That's equivalent to $15 a month. New customers on first three-month plan only. Speeds slower over 40 gig on unlimited plan, but you'll be fine. Additional taxes, fees, and restrictions apply. See Mint Mobile for details.
If you want jazz music, go to New Orleans. Bagels, New York. And for psychics, think California Psychics. You want the best, you go to the best. At California Psychics, home of free spirits and open minds, we know better than anyone what makes a good psychic. That's why we guarantee, if your reading isn't life-changing, it's free. Visit CaliforniaPsychics.com and experience the joy of certainty. California Psychics.
I'm so sorry I'm late. I was just talking to my sister about protecting abortion rights.
Wait, didn't we already do that in Ohio? We passed issue one last year.
I know, by a wide margin too. But now it's up to our state Supreme Court to decide whether they enforce it or ignore it.
Ignore it? Will they really do that?
They will if we don't keep extremists out of the court. But we can protect our rights by electing Justices Donnelly, Stewart, and Forbes.
I don't know if I can remember that. Listen, I can barely remember what I had for breakfast this morning.
Here's a trick. All you have to do is remember, don't stop fighting.
Don't stop fighting. Oh, I get it. DSF, Donnelly, Stewart, Forbes. I love that.
Tell everyone you know, if you supported issue one last year, don't stop fighting. Vote for Donnelly, Stewart, and Forbes.
This message was paid for by Red, Wine, and Blue, a community of women who care about reproductive rights as much as you do.
David says, is he as bad as Doug? How are all of your bosses assholes? Exactly, I know. I have no idea. I don't know why that is. Molly says, EZ always got beef with someone, LOL. It's true. It's true. This world would be a lot better if they would just understand that I'm always right. Okay? The only time people think that they're right with me is when I let them think that they're actually right. Like Pooh Bear, when I was like, get the fuck out of the way while I'm working in the kitchen. I was right. But I'm going to let her think she's right. Because that's Pooh Bear. Anybody else, I'd be like, go fuck yourself. Pooh Bear, not so much. Linda, or Chris says, always humble, too. Why did I say Linda? Amy says, David in Hudsonville, who is the common denominator in all of these scenarios? EZ. I know. It's fucking nuts. All these people love to fight with me. It's such a coincidence. God damn. All right. Anyway, get your tower lights fixed, you idiot. Arnold Palmer is a golfer. He's dead. And Donald Trump was talking about his cock. God, where's that clip? I had it. Let's see. Yes, this is it. Oh, no. Shit. I thought I sent it. God damn it. Now I don't know where it is. No, I got it. No, that's not right. I'm so sorry. Let me get to this. Dan Campbell talking about the Chris Christie kerfluffle. Apparently, he didn't care. He He talked about being called classless by Chris Christie. Chris Christie said Dan Campbell has got no class. He never has. Never has. On Monday, Campbell was finally asked about that. And not only did Campbell take the high road and not directly respond to Christie, he delivered an epic line that will go down as one of the best Campbellisms. The last time someone called me classless, I was drinking wine out of a bottle, Campbell said. But no, I'm not worried about it. And that was it. No shot back at Christie. No defending of his conduct against the Cowboys. And to be quite honest, that's as much of a response as Christie deserves for his ridiculous comments. I disagree. I think he deserved much more than that. He should have said, that fat fuck is an asshole. I would have loved that. That would have been fantastic. But instead, he didn't. According to Pride of Detroit, they wrote, the Lions were right to continue to pour it on the Cowboys through three quarters to ensure there was no comeback. And when the game was clearly over, they pulled their starters from the game. I would have kind of liked it that when the Lions were really kicking their ass during that game, that like with still 10 minutes to go in the third quarter, they started taking a knee and just running the clock down. I think that would be awesome. Or in addition to the backups, play with like five players, just fucking with them. That would have been awesome. All right. I've got to get to the story about Trump. This is just too much. I did a poor job of sending it to myself. So I need to do that. Being unprepared is something I find disgusting. And I clearly was. I have no excuse. Donald Trump was in Pennsylvania and he was talking about Arnold Palmer, the golfer. You know how like when he gets in those settings, he kind of just rambles around for the entire time that he's talking? Well, he's talking about, he's in Latrobe, PA, which is where Palmer made his home. And believe it or not, he starts talking about Arnold Palmer's cock. What? And the crowd was eating it up. They loved it. They're like, yeah, Arnold Palmer's cock. Yeah, we love his cock.
But Arnold Palmer was all man. And I say that in all due respect to women, and I love women.
Oh, whenever he does that, it's so creepy. Whenever he says someone is all man, he always has to say, but I love women. I love women. He's all man, but oh boy, I love women.
And I say that in all due respect to women, and I love women. But this guy,
so creepy.
This guy, this is a guy that was all man. This man was strong and tough. And I refuse to say it, but when he took showers with the other pros, they came out of there, they said, oh my God, that's unbelievable. I had to say it. I had to say it.
Okay. Now, frankly, I want Trump talking about Arnold Palmer's dick. That's fantastic. No one should be surprised that in Arnold Palmer's hometown, he's on stage talking about Arnold Palmer's dick. Now, Now Arnold Palmer's daughter is weighing in. Can you imagine being Peg Palmer? Peg Palmer Weirs is her name. She wakes up and she's like, oh yeah, Trump's here. Okay, great. And then she starts hearing through the grapevine. She's getting texts. Hey, Trump's talking about your dad's cock. Trump's saying that your dad's got a huge cock. Imagine that, that one little, I mean, this was just the other day. So in the past 48 hours, I can pretty much guarantee you that on Peg Palmer's phone, it said, Trump's talking about dad's cock. And she's like, what? What the fuck are you talking about? Yeah. He said the other golfers were in the shower and they came out and they were like, look at the size of Arnold Palmer's cock. That is fantastic if you think about it. This is why. This is why. I've said this before. I don't want Trump to win. But if Trump wins, we are guaranteed some more outstanding moments like that. Because if he loses, he's going to disappear. And that's cool. I hope that happens. But if he wins, Arnold Palmer's cock comments for all. That's great. That is a win-win. We all win. I can't vote for Trump, but if he wins, it might be our greatest moment. Because then we will have Trump speaking publicly about people's cocks. And for this show, that's a win. Peg Palmer Weirs is pissed off. She said the vulgar comments about her dad were disrespectful, inappropriate, and unacceptable. Which, yeah, of course, if Trump's talking, what you hear will be disrespectful, inappropriate, and unacceptable. 10 out of 10 times. Being at the airport, which is named for my dad, where he flew out of to go to work every day or every week, you know, to come there and talk about hackneyed anecdotes from the locker room seemed disrespectful and inappropriate to me. Yes, she's right. Not only was Arnold Palmer a renowned American golfer, and it gives facts about Arnold Palmer, you know, whatever. According to Weirs, Trump was appropriating someone he admires to bolster his own image and that people deserve better. Well, not the people that want Trump to win. The people that want, you heard the people, they weren't like bummed out that he was talking about Arnold Palmer's cock. They thought it was awesome. 50% of this country loves Arnold Palmer's cock. From this day forward, you can add this to the litany of amazing things that have crossed his lips that people who support Trump love. Arnold Palmer's cock is just the tip of the iceberg when it comes to incredible shit that Trump has uttered. And the MAGA scum that love him thought, fuck yes, something else to root for. Donald Palmer's, or what's his name? Donald Palmer. Arnold Palmer's cock. Holy shit. The people coming to these rallies, Arnold Palmer's daughter said, deserve substance about plans Trump has as a candidate. If he could elucidate, I don't know what that means, but I guess expand, on some of the threats he's made to people, she continued. I mean, these are important issues that should be discussed for people. Ah, bullshit. Nobody wants to hear that. Especially MAGA scum. They want to see bullets flying. They want Trump talking about Arnold Palmer's cock. That's what they want. They want him dancing They want 39 songs played from beginning to end and him dancing. These are simple, dumb people. Most of them that are going to vote for this guy. She continues, I mean, these are important issues that should be discussed for people when they're getting ready to vote. And using my dad to cover over the important things just seems unacceptable to me. An unaffiliated North Carolina voter, Arnold Palmer's daughter, plans to cast her ballot from one of the seven critical battleground states that could impact the election, Pennsylvania. If Trump wins, I think he can look at the moment when he talked about Arnold Palmer's big fat dick as a catalyst towards winning the great state of Pennsylvania. Chris says, we should have someone call Q100 and ask why they stopped talking about the Lions suspension. Piano Finger Banger says, can you imagine if Kamala Harris went on for 12 minutes about some dude's giant crank? It wouldn't hit the same. Tyler says, shut up and talk about your dad's cock, Peg. Yeah. I don't know why people even try to meet Trump's words head on. They need to do the judo maneuver. You know, I mean, if Peg Palmer immediately responded with, yes, Trump is right. My dad had a beautiful cock. I think that would be wonderful. I think that that will improve the world. All right. She should go on record as saying that the airport in Latrobe should be known as a big cock airport going forward. That's what she should do. Anyway, everybody, it boggles my mind why people still make a big deal about whenever Trump says something, because all that does is it just, he's in the news for another cycle. Okay. If you want him to go away, I mean, he's not going to go away for the election, obviously, but I mean, you can't feed the trolls. Take it from me. I have been accused of being the biggest troll on the planet, and some would say I'm the best at it. Now, I don't intentionally do that. I don't ever troll people. What? Come on now. I don't have time for that nonsense. But when people give me attention, I could understand the joy of what it's like being a troll. But I would never dream of trolling someone. That sounds heartless and rude, frankly. Not me. No way, no how. I've got too much on my plate right now to be worried about trolling someone. All right. Might as well play this audio for no particular reason.
He was introducing us to people, and one of his friends came up to me later, and he was like, hey, I'm a huge fan of the show, by the way. And then he said, I just can't get over how so-and-so trolls you all the time. And he's talking about somebody who trolls me. I was like, I know. What a little critter, huh? And we started laughing about it. And he goes, seriously, what do you do? And I looked down and I go, you know, I used to think about it a lot. And then I had to take Lexapro for how much I thought about it. And then, you know, honestly, with the last like 6 months of my life, I've just realized you can't give a fuck about things that are totally out of your control. You mm-hmm. just can't. Mm-hmm. And yep. I have never really in my life, other than having lost people tragically, obviously, but I've never in my life had that mindset where, well, I can't control that fucking loser. You know,
right?
I've always been like, why doesn't that loser mm-hmm. love me? Why are you leaving? Right. Why do you make fun of me?
Yeah. I couldn't agree more. I couldn't agree more. Those are great points. Piano Finger Banger says, did she call you a critter? If you're going to write it out, you can't write it out as C-R-I-T-T-E-R. You have to write it out like Tyler wrote it, C-R-C-H-R-I-T-T-E-R, which is pronounced critter. She didn't call me a critter. She called me a critter. A crispy critter. All right. Thank you, as always, to Frank Fuss. Frank is the man who is the licensed independent insurance agent slash broker for the Eric Zane Show podcast family. If you need health care and you are either in between jobs, self-employed, or your dickhead boss does not offer you insurance, you need to be covered. Get your health care policy on the marketplace. There are all sorts of different options. You're actually in a better spot for what you can get on the marketplace, because rather than having to get force-fed what your boss is giving you, that policy, you can get a better policy through the marketplace. And Frank is going to help you pick it out. You will pay for some of the premiums each month, but not all of them, because you get a tax credit from the government. They want to make sure that you do have everything you need to keep that insurance policy. And if you don't make a ton of money, you don't have to pay that back. Frank will help you set all that up. If you do that on your own, you run the risk of screwing it all up. So reach out to him today about getting your health care policy. Go to buyinsurancehere.com. That's B-U-Y, insurancehere.com. And Frank will help you set that up. It's just a phone call. All right? There's a spot on that form where you can put that you heard about it on my show. Thank you, please. And Frank will get you started. His services are free, and anyone in the U.S. can utilize them. All you have to do is go to buy, B-U-Y, insurancehere.com. And get started. Part of the army of sponsors, which are getting quite lengthy again. I'm starting to get to a point where we are sold out. And when that happens, that's good. If you or someone you know has a business that you would like talked about on the Eric Zane Show podcast, please reach out. Just like Tim Stevens over at Forge 3D. He reached out to me, and he's now up and running. He was like, yeah, I don't know. I don't know if I can afford you, EZ. And I'm like, I told you I can get anybody into a marketing plan. Voila, he's here. Reach out to me, Eric at ericzaneshow.com. That is the Shoreliners Striping inbox. Thank you to Shoreliners Striping for being part of the show. Before we get to the asshole of the day, Corey has been hard at work on the Free Beer and Hot Wings Show subreddit. This first post appeared during yesterday's segment 17, Kelly was talking. By the way, this comment was written by one of you in the audience. I know that because they screenshot it and said, hey, I just sent this, because I told them to get the ball rolling. During yesterday's segment 17, Kelly was talking about a troll that's been messing with her. I know Zane has been going after all of them pretty aggressively. Did anyone else think she was referring to Zane? If so, it sucks she let this miserable piece of shit get to her. Whoever it is, glad she's doing better. This guy wrote, now this guy is not part of this show. He wrote, I hope Kelly's okay. That being said, fuck Eric Zane. He was the worst part of the show when he was on and seems to still be a miserable piece of shit. Yes. Thank you. Corey writes, if you mean Zane was the only funny one on the show previously, then yeah, for sure. And then they start a back and forth. Some guy writes, he had his moments for sure, but mostly with the stories, but the overuse of the drops got pretty annoying. And also the constant interrupting of anyone else. Oh, bullshit. If you want to hear interrupting, listen to that show now. I hated that when he was on the show. Well, Corey wrote, nah, he used the drops right and at about the right times. Since he's been gone, they don't use the drops at all. This person says, I hated that when he was on the show. One of the guys would bring up a topic and Zane would completely take over and turn it into nothing but a bash fest and trash talk anyone involved. How about this one? Zane is a creep. He's on the oldie station here in Grand Rapids. Every time I channel surf, he'll be in there making inappropriate remarks about other local personalities and how they'll be at the local gay clubs performing thong checks at the front door and on the dance floor. Fuck, yes. Corey writes, Zane has actually been praising her as the only one that drives the show and has been advocating for her to be paid more for months now. Well, of course. Of course. It's so true. Thank you, guys. Keep at it. Get over there. Stir the pot. That's half the fucking fun. What are you doing? Today's asshole of the day. I think I might be due for a new marker. All right. The asshole of the day is brought to you by TC Paintball. I think it's obvious. The asshole of the day, Kelly Trolls, brought to you by TC Paintball. Fuck those guys. What a bunch of assholes. Aram says, if I wanted unfunny conversation, I would listen to NPR. Not boring FBHW. Now, the thing about Aram is, Aram will tell me to my face that I suck. That's what's great about Aram. He doesn't fuck around. If your show sucks, he's going to tell you straight up that you suck. That's because I think he's got the tism, but it's good tism. It's jism. Good tism is gizm. Sorry, not jism. If you are afflicted with tism, that's good. That is known as gizm. He's got gizm. I know that if I'm doing something that sucks dick and Aram says it, it probably sucks dick. You can't be boring. Piano Fingerbanger says, are we sure it's not... it's Aram and not Aram. I forget what it actually is, but I just say Aram. As long as he doesn't correct me, you know? All right. Aram says, I only listen to compelling content. I want to thank you for pointing that out. It is a tremendous compliment, young man. Thank you. I appreciate that very much. Okay. Watch your ears. I'm getting set to fire the theme to wrap up this show. I will be on Who Are These Broadcasters at 2 p.m. with Christian Blatt. Join me for that. I don't know if the Patreon will be done before it because I might fall asleep. You'll know. I'll send a post to Patreon of me sleeping in a burrito if I take the nap. I'm not sure. We shall see. Otherwise, have a good one. Till next time, thank you for being here, and bye-bye.
Do you feel like you're going through life clouded by doubt? talk to California psychics. Our trusted and accurate psychics are available 24/7, and we guarantee if it's not life-changing, it's free. Download the app or connect with us at californiapsychics.com. Right now, new customers get 80% off their first reading. Experience the joy of certainty. California Psychics.
Did you know that in Ohio, the state Supreme Court could just ignore the reproductive rights amendment we passed last year?
But so many Ohioans voted for it.
That's why we need to keep extremists out of the court by voting for Justices Donnelly, Stewart, and Forbes.
I don't know if I can remember that.
Here's the trick. Just remember, don't stop fighting. DSF. Donnelly, Stewart, and Forbes. If you supported Issue 1 last year, don't stop fighting. Vote for Donnelly, Stewart, and Forbes.
This message was paid for by Red, Wine, and Blue.